Real quick, we have to take a break to acknowledge the sponsor of today's episode, which is Secret Nature. Secret Nature's ultra premium CBD gummies are crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to fit right into your day with clean, purposeful functionality. So for me personally, I like to take one of their snoozer gummies in the evening to unwind and ensure that I get a good night's sleep. After a long day, especially when my brain is just still running a mile a minute and I can't seem to settle down, I'll take one to help me slow down, unplug, and actually get a good night's sleep. I personally don't drink alcohol because I just don't like the way it makes me feel the next day, but these gummies feel very clean, intentional, and it never leaves me groggy the next morning, just feeling balanced and rested. Secret Nature's gummies are organic and farm grown. They're never lab made. They're ultra premium CBD gummies made with real botanicals and nothing extra. You've got two purpose built options. There's Bliss for clear focus and productive flow if you want to take one during the day, and then you get Snoozers to help you relax and rest at the end of the day. Each gummy has consistent, measured CBD, so there's never any guessing, just clean, reliable functionality that fits naturally into your schedule. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with the code MAMA. That's M-A-M-A. And just a heads up, their Black Friday sale is coming up, and they are going to be offering 25% off on orders of $75 or more, 35% off on orders of $125 or more, and then 40% off on orders of $150 or more between November 26th and the 30th. So don't forget to use my code MAMA when you check out. That's M-A-M-A at secretnature.com.
I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Make another smart choice with AutoQuote Explorer to compare rates from multiple car insurance companies all at once. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates. Not available in all states and situations. Prices may vary on how you buy.
Hey, it's Paris. You know I love sparkly things, right? Like stars. Duh. And thanks to Hilton and AutoCamp, I just slept under them. Picture me serving looks by the fire outside my luxurious Airstream, making s'mores with the kids, while a national park is our backdrop. The great outdoors meets Hilton hospitality. That's hot. Explore all the new ways to stay at Hilton.com. Hilton for the stay.
It's summer. Time to enjoy long days, lazy nights, and great food. Because Uber Eats has deals all summer long. So, when hunger strikes, don't sweat it. Delicious deals are just a tap away on Uber Eats. Enjoy all your favorite grocery items delivered straight to you. Get ice cream, soda, and snacks from your favorite stores like Wegmans and CVS and make the most of every moment. Now that sounds like a good summer. Order now on Uber Eats. Terms apply. Product availability varies by region. See app for details.
Welcome back to Mama Mystery, where we're on our third take. Don't delete it.
I am your host, Kelly.
This is real life. I'm Austin, and we've redone this take three times. And hello, hello.
It's your fault.
My ass. Let's dive into the show.
All right. So we are...
We're husband and wife is what we are, if you can't tell. And she likes crime and I don't, but I listen to her because she does a good job telling it.
Yeah, you know what's funny? This is a Patreon exclusive episode. All these people already know this.
Oh, I thought it was the regular people episode.
Nope, this is an exclusive for our Patreons that we love and adore.
Let's go, VIPs, baby.
So this case was recommended by Patreon, Katie Mays. Thank you so much, Katie, for your recommendation.
Thanks, Katie. She looked at me like I was supposed to say it also. We really appreciate all you Patreons.
Jeez Louise. So today we're talking about the wife swap murders. Are you familiar with the show Wife Swap?
I am familiar with that show.
You are?
Yeah, I watched it a long time ago where they always pair them with the worst people. Like they'll pair like a type A person with like a household where it's like not type A.
Not at all.
And then they'll place like a, yeah, and vice versa.
Yes, I've watched it a few times as well.
I'm also familiar with like wife swapping, like.
Don't get crazy. Okay, I'm pregnant. There's no telling how I might react to what you're thinking right now.
I was going to say was, I don't know.
Go ahead. I dare you.
Let's go. Some bomb just went off outside. Okay, let's roll.
So the episodes are pretty repetitive. If you've seen one, you've essentially seen them all. The premise was to take two families with dramatically different lifestyles, ideals, morals, even religious backgrounds, right? Pluck the wives out and switch them. For a week, the wife had to abide by the house rules that were already established, and then the second week, they got to implement their own ideals on the new family. So some of the more notable episodes of the show included, for example, Alicia Guastafaro, I think is how you say her name.
Jiminy Christmas. Can you imagine having to learn to spell that in like second grade? Hell
yeah,
with that.
It's a long one. She was so cringy to watch. She was actually the daughter of the wife who swapped. So she was kind of young. I think she was like in high school at the time. She was so insanely spoiled. I ultimately turned the show off because it was so painful to watch. Her mom did absolutely everything for her, including her homework, bought her whatever she wanted. Every single day was Christmas. So she got to open gifts just for being their daughter on like random days. It didn't matter. She was a pageant queen who would routinely get spray tanned by her own dad.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Cringe.
That reminds me of Sweet 16. That was a show back then that was that was hard to watch too.
Yes. So I guess she went on to eventually turn 21 and really made a name for herself after she met an attorney, James Doyle, who would biweekly pay her between $500 and $700 to spend the night with him and have sex. And I'm not an attorney, Mr. Doyle, but that sounds a lot like prostitution, which I don't believe is legal in any state. And she was actually arrested with James after they were pulled over for erratic driving and ultimately found slumped over and passed out in their car in like a travel plaza. So I think since then she's been trying to like make it as an influencer, but that's just one example of a contestant on the show. Another notable episode is King Curtis. Have you ever heard of King Curtis?
I've not.
Oh my gosh. So I remember King Curtis back way back in the day. I used to quote him all the time. Bacon is good for me.
Oh, I remember that.
That's King Curtis.
Okay.
I gotta tell you something.
Bacon is good for me because she wanted him to eat healthy.
Yes, and he was eating all the fried food, and she comes in here like she's the queen and we're the sorry people.
I do remember that. You do a pretty good impression. I mean, I haven't heard him forever, but I feel like you do a pretty good job.
Yes. Okay. So if you
haven't. Bacon is good for you.
I got to tell you something. Yes, that's King Curtis. So he was really funny. I mean, he's like not a kid I would want to have, but he was funny to watch. So if you haven't heard of him, go Google him. He's pretty funny.
But that reminds me also of that kid. This has nothing to do with Wife Swap, but that kid that's like a viral thing that goes, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. I use that GIF.
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 It's not peanut butter. It's a GIF.
Okay, Austin. Anyway, I
don't
use
be a smartass. It's called a GIF, and I'm just helping you, Lajala.
Oh my God.
You got that.
Are we gonna
you got
make
that
it?
Pregnancy, too. I don't know
it?
How much longer we got in this episode. Because what are we, like 5 minutes in?
You're about to become an episode.
That's You're freaking wonderful. Too far. And now, you know what? If you ever really did something, I think, honest to God, the Patreons would help incriminate you.
Think so.
There's some of these Patreons like me. If they're Patreons, they actually probably like me on the show. You know what's funny? Since we have Patreons on the show, I tell you guys a lot about the regular ass listeners. I'm just joking. I appreciate all listeners.
This is going to be a preview. It's eventually going to cut off. And I'm going to be like, if you want to listen to the rest of the episode, you got to become a Patreon.
Well, maybe you cut it off before I say this. But the point is, I was trying to make them feel special. You could have let me in on this. You don't tell me anything. Listen, we're all regular people, but the Patreons are a little more special.
Oh my God.
Listen, they get it. What I was going to say was the Patreons, they probably for sure like me if they're paying for it, whereas a lot of the regular listeners don't. We get a lot of reviews bashing me, saying I'm bullshit.
You know what's funny? The only negative reviews we ever get are about you.
I know. It's because you either, I don't know, love me or hate me. I'm not for everybody.
He's not going to change.
Not changing, seriously. Just go listen to freaking, I'm not even going to call out the other podcast. What happens next?
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to King Curtis. In 2015, he created a GoFundMe to raise money for a car because he said the show never paid him any money, which I don't think they're actually supposed to do. But the page was ultimately taken down. So I don't know if he's changed much. But needless to say, the show has had some memorable characters as the producers tend to pick the more extreme families to participate. But while most of those families draw attention for their comedic or shock value, one family drew attention for a heinous crime that took place after the show aired. So today we are talking about the Stockdale family from Ohio. And if you want to hear this story, go to patreon.com/mamamystery.
Is this where you're cutting it off?
Yes.
We appreciate all listeners.
Thank
Mama, you. Mama, mystery, out, and then back in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.